This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Really good to have you along for these moments. Remember your first bike ride? Maybe you got a skinned knee and ask your mother to kiss it and you and make it all well. Wouldn't it be great if all the hurts of life could be healed with a mother's kiss? Let's face it, life hurts. Most people occasionally experience personal pain and they think they're unique, that nobody knows the trouble I've seen. But it's true that pain is a universal experience. We talk about pain. We talk about physical pain, which is the result often of injury or illness. But some pain is emotional, and that can be imposed by a situation that's happened where friends or enemies can actually get under your skin and something really bad happens. Whether the hurt is real or imagined, it still hurts. And it's often associated with loss of some kind. And I think it's true. There are two types of people in our world. There are those who've been hurt and those who will be hurt. Because it's true that all of us will experience adversity at some point, and maybe you know exactly what I'm talking about. So it appears to me that there are many hurting people in our community today. It's not the physical wound you see, but it's just hidden from view. And many people are not prepared to talk about it, and even if they've got a close friend or a counsellor, often it takes a lot of work for people to open up. We could wonder why life is like this, why are there so many hurts, the traumas that we have. And I know people who feel they've got nowhere to go. Their hurts often affect their self-esteem, their own sense of worth and their confidence. They have no respect for themselves. And because of these different hurts that people have, they can find themselves with anger and bitterness, hatred, jealousy directed towards people, these emotions that stir up within us. And has that been your experience? So let me say again, being hurt is part of the process that we call life. You know, life's got no rewind button like your old VCR had or the DVD player's got. We can't skip the parts of life that are unpleasant because we're involved in the whole process of life. And even when life seems to be going the way we want and everything's smooth and pleasant, we still don't know what the future's going to be bringing. It was Solomon in the Bible in Proverbs 27 verse 1. He said something rather significant. He said, "Don't boast about tomorrow. Each day brings its own surprises." That's Proverbs 27 1. So I don't know what events today really will bring into my life when I finish talking to you, when I move outside the studio. It was J.K. Rowling, the well-known author, who once wrote that to hurt is as human as to breathe. True. And the Christian faith has so much to help us here. When we believe in a loving God, we can start to pick up the pieces in our lives and not to be bogged down by the hurts. It was David, King David, in Psalm 9, who says, "Everyone who honours your name, Lord, can trust you because you're faithful." And there's an excellent book, if you see it around, buy it, called Trusting God Even When Life Hurts, written by Jerry Bridges. It's a great book. He asks the questions like, how are we to approach the hurdles that life come when life throws us these hurdles? How can we trust God in spite of these awful circumstances and when life hurts? So what Jerry Bridges actually says is that God knows what he's doing and we can trust him even in the dark ways. He says God is sovereign. God is in charge. He has infinite wisdom and love, and God knows best even when we don't. So it's a great concept that trusting in God, I think, is the answer. In Psalm 34:18, it says, "The Lord is there to rescue all who are discouraged and have given up hope. Like as a father pities his children," the scripture says, "so God pities them that fear him, for he knows our frame," or he knows what we're like. "He remembers that we are dust." And so God does not want us to live in a world of hurts with confusion, for God is not the author of confusion, but he is the author of peace. "Our Lord, you do everything that is kind and thoughtful, and Lord, you are near to those whose prayers are sincere." And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.